Almost feels like October and December, doesn't it? Boy, we're loving the temperatures right now. By one gauge here, I'm showing 32 degrees already, huh?
Oh, thank goodness.
Pretty nice. And we're going to warm up even more as we get into the weekend. Hallelujah. Next week, well, we'll tell you about that a little bit later right now. You know, on this show, besides playing your wonderful song requests and giving you the backstories on the artists and the composition and the songs themselves, we love to showcase local musical artists and or those artists who perform at local venues. And lots of great talent passed through this area here every week of the year. And a good case in point right now is John Beelan. John is in the studio here with me. John, welcome.
Stan, it's good to be here.
You are playing Stillwater. Last night you played at Pub 112, right?
Yeah.
It was
great.
Dragon, John.
It was great.
And you are a great singer and guitar picker, aren't you? Did it all start with a Davy Crockett guitar for Christmas back in the mid-50s?
You know,
is that a true story,
It
man?
Certainly was, right. And that's how it started. And the funny thing about that is years later, like about right before he died, I sent Fess Parker, who played Davy Crockett on TV, I sent him a little note with my picture, and he checked my website, and he sent me 6 bottles of Merlot. He had his winery. And on each...
Can you get him to... Well, go ahead.
Yeah, and on each bottle, I opened the box, and on each bottle of Merlot, there was a little Davy Crockett coonskin cap on. It was fabulous, you know?
Oh, my God.
And he put my picture on the website of me with his guitar when I was about 6 years old.
Oh, that is really cool. That's so great. Yeah. So,
show business is great.
Right. Are you really from a hometown called Hometown,
Hometown
Illinois?
Hometown, Illinois. Southwest side of Chicago.
You're putting us on. Hometown, Illinois.
Yeah, I get that all the time, but yeah, wow. I'm from Hometown, Illinois. It's about 5,000 people southwest of Chicago.
John Beelan, tell us about your music.
Well, I started in Hometown, Illinois. My family moved to Los Angeles when I was 15, and at 16, I ran away and went to Hollywood, just like in the movies, and I started... playing on recording sessions and hanging out at a club called the Troubadour, which was a very famous folk club. And by hanging out there, I got to meet Linda Ronstadt, and I ended up being her guitar player. Then I went from her to Arla Guthrie to Dolly Parton, Ricky Nelson, the Bellamy Brothers, and I played on a lot of hits that were out in Los Angeles, like Let Your Love Flow. And so I was a session guitar player from 82 to... from 68 to 80, and then I moved to Nashville and did work with Garth Brooks and everybody out there, Johnny Cash.
So what you're saying is you know a couple of people.
This is all-star stuff, isn't it? You mentioned Linda Ronstadt.
No, it actually means that I can't hold a job.
Oh, that's what it is. You mentioned Linda Ronstadt,
yes.
I would guess, in the early years. Stone Ponies? Were
yes,
you with
absolutely.
That group?
Uh-huh.
Were you playing a session on that? Huh?
Yeah, I played on her records and toured with her extensively, and she was just a sweetheart of a person to work with.
Yeah. You have a Christmas tour going right now, right? Okay. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm working with Chris.
Hi, Chris. Chris Snyder over
maybe
here. Chris.
Bring Chris in on the dates and stuff. I'm just waiting for my Christmas gifts now.
Are you?
Chris?
I got mine already. It's a stocking full of coal.
It's fun to come back here this time of year because in Texas, you know, Christmas, you have to use your imagination to get
you
into
do.
The...
Do you live in Texas now?
Yeah. I live between Austin and Houston.
Okay, say hello to Glennis. One of
Glennis, how you doing?
She's
We're neighbors.
Houston. She's in Houston.
I'm in Brenham, so she knows where that's
she
at.
She does. We'll probably get an email from her.
Yeah, that's right.
Your Christmas tour taking, you're playing here in Stillwater.
Yeah.
Yep. Pub 112, and you'll be here next Thursday night.
I hope so.
You hope so. That's a highly conditional response. John, you're not. There's not a warrant out for your arrest.
I don't think so. You know.
We're going to be hearing some of your music in just a bit. Give us a couple other venues where you're going to be playing or towns.
Chris,
passing the iPod back and forth there. Yes,
we're going to be playing at Luna Rosa tonight here in Stillwater.
Oh, yeah.
We're split between the Green Room and Luna Rosa tomorrow night. Next Wednesday, we're on the Box of Chocolates, which is a PBS televised show that's out at this old store. And
sounds sweet. Tasty.
Yeah. It's tasty. Yep. And you can actually follow us at thirdwheelproject.com or fireflyinthebuzz.com, johnbeelan.com. He's got a pretty impressive website. You start reading the names with who he's played with, and it's quite amazing.
I've been there. It's ridiculous. It's a several-page list.
Forrest Gump of country.
Pretty impressive voice, too, and Pick'em style here. Can we hear some of you right here? Do we have something called
this is Buck Owens and I recording in Bakersfield doing one of his old famous instrumentals with the Buckaroos, and this is right before he passed away.
Let's give it a spin right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's mighty fine picking there by John Bieland.
Thank you.
Studio guest
Thank
right
you.
Here now, playing lead guitar on Buckaroo by,
Buck Owens.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the place where you recorded that, what was the city?
It was called Fat Tracks in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
And that was Buck on acoustic guitar. Okay. And he was really a prince to work with. He was terrific.
They tore down the studio. It's a parking lot.
Right after Buck died. It's parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're still going strong. Nobody's tearing you down, John.
Not yet, anyway.
No,
yeah.
No way. You're going to be playing at the pub, Pub 112 next Thursday night, 7 o'clock, downtown Stillwater. I want to be there.
Well,
I gotta
be there,
catch you.
Yeah.
I love your picking.
Well,
that's a Fender you were
It's an old Fender Telecaster.
Telecaster, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, great. Johnny, thank you very much for coming by.
Sam, thank you.
We appreciate it very much. You too, my friend. Thank you so much, everybody. Happy holidays to you all.
Happy holidays to you and your sister.
Thank you, Stan.
Yeah, feel good. Love that song. Love that picking.
Oh, man. I love a good guitar instrumental. That's perfect. Thank you, sir.
Great. Johnny Bieland, we're going to take a break. Come back with Mr. Roy Orbison right after this.